I've been involved with the Iditarod since 2002. It was my first race that I witnessed as a member of the media at KNOM Nome, and then as a reporter for KIYU, or Alaska Public Broadcasting. Alaska Public Radio Network. And I've been a checkpoint volunteer since about 2004. Even when I was a reporter, I would take that hat off and then help park dog teams and whatnot when I didn't have to file a story. Currently in Galena. Date of photo was the 15th of March. Temperature outside is probably about 28 degrees above, which is nice. I got involved with Iditarod in 2002 as someone brand new to Alaska, working on the staff of KNOM Radio in Nome. Martin Boozer won that year in record time. It was extremely exciting, my first exposure to a dog race. And as a reporter for KNOM, you get to really immerse yourself in the race, and including being stationed out at the far edge of the Nome road system to be a spotter and look for teams and go live on the radio and identify teams. And KNOM does a great job of getting young people who work for them excited about the race. And Tom Bush, at that time, was the general manager. He's a critical part of KNOM history, and he did a tremendous job of getting people educated and excited about Iditarod in those years. I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because as a checkpoint manager in Galena, I want our village to have a good reputation on the trail, to see, be seen as a welcoming place that's very hospitable to mushers and, of course, their dog teams. And really, overall, I'm primarily here because of the dogs. I really believe in the Iditarod as a tool for preserving history and showing people into the future a bit of Alaska's past, when things really relied on the dog team to move mail and to move supplies and obviously to move life-saving medicine at least one time. I think that's fascinating. I could care less about Iditarod as a race. I see it more of like a parade. A historical reenactment, more kind of, sort of, and a kind of gathering of the tribes. Like, you know, all these people get together that don't see each other any other time, and you meet old friends. It's great. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was one of the many times when I have parked a dog team here at the checkpoint, which involves running in front of the lead dogs, getting them into their parking place. And then usually I get this wonderful moment when I get to stand in front of the lead dogs while the musher gets his or her gear set and brings the snow hook up to the front to line out that dog team. And I remember one time in particular here at the checkpoint, Kristen Bacon's team came in, and I got them parked, and I stood there in front of the leaders, and one of the lead dogs gave me a huge hug, jumped up, front paws on my shoulders, licked my face, and as if to say, "I love you. I'm so happy to be here." And I think that encapsulates. I think about that. It hasn't happened this year, but I'm waiting for that to happen again, because I think that's the coolest Iditarod volunteer moment, when a dog thanks you directly. It's rare, but when it does, the dogs are usually great. And I enjoy experiencing that directly, to break the stereotype of sled dogs as antisocial, scary wolves. Essentially, they're barely tamed. That's not usually the case. These dogs are really well socialized. And that one was the most socialized dog I've ever encountered, that gave me a hug and a kiss upon being parked in Galena. Oh. What I know for sure in life is that I love my family. I love my daughter and my wife, and that all people are at their core decent and good, and sometimes they forget that.